Welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here today with Cameron Camp, an ESET researcher. Cameron, you're doing something incredibly interesting this week where you're spending some time with some high school students and actually teaching them how to defend themselves out there on the internet. Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yeah, Brian, it's not just teaching. In fact, I learned one of the ways from an early time working on servers and in security that the best ways to dive in. And so what we're doing is we're teaching these students, or taking these students and creating our own war room, creating very realistic attack and defense scenarios that they will experience if they go into the security world, and turning them loose and seeing how they do.
Wow, sounds really fascinating. What are some of the types of exercises that you're going to have them do?
Well, we put them into a live network scenario where they have to go in and gather intelligence about a network. They also have to part of their team has to sit on the other side of the fence, so to speak, and watch to see the attack coming in, learn how to defense against a distributed denial of attack in the real world, and learn how to find out if you have an insider that's doing bad things, and how to find out about it, how to capture that evidence forensically and not misstep there and be able to build a case. So I think it's very real world applicable, and I think it'll be a great time.
One of the things that is in the industry that often comes up is that, even though there are a lot of protections out there, there's just this greater need for education and awareness. I mean, obviously, you're catching these kids at a young age. Can you talk about that trend of people just needing more awareness so they don't do something silly or stupid?
Well, I think it's, awareness is a broad term. I think what I like to think about is people are ready to learn when the experience relates to them. And so if you could take them into a scenario where it matters to them suddenly because they see actually an attack in progress, or they see their one of the teammates is actively attacking them or actively attacking a resource, suddenly it becomes more real. It's not a headline that Yahoo has problems with security. It is, you're on the inside, you're defending against this attack. Learn to get inside the mind of a hacker so you can stop them. And I think making it real is what we're trying to do.
Well, it sounds really fascinating. This is part of a larger program that ESET is involved in called Securing Our eCity. Cameron, can you just tell us a little bit about that program?
Well, Securing Our eCity is something that ESET realized that, basically the security message had to get out in a real-world manner to people who are in the infrastructure, especially in San Diego and Southern California, and they needed open collaboration across them. It's not about a product. It's not about a sales pitch. It's about protecting our critical infrastructure, and Securing Our eCity did just that, was formed as a nonprofit and received a White House award for the leading grassroots organization of a municipality in the country. So the idea is not to build necessarily the ESET brand. The idea is to get people up to speed so we don't get hit by a cyber attack in a big way. We can defend ourselves as a society.
Well, there's a lot of great resources on the internet that are available through Securing Our eCity, including a parent's guide to Facebook, a first responders primer. If you'd like to go see all of these, simply go to securingourecity.org and you'll be able to download all these resources. Cameron, good luck this week with those high schoolers.
We're going to have a good time.
This is Brian Scanlon. Thanks for joining us on the Malware Report this week. We'll see you next week.